It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in the Great Land. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Hi, I'm Lisa Maynard.
I'm Kirk Maynard.
And today we're going to talk about a market update and go over some of the articles everyone has seen and the news flashes and what all is transpiring and what it means to you today in real estate.
Yeah, and actually hopefully people are reading articles and getting educated. I'm just here to combat or at least discuss what people are saying out there. So, you know, obviously we're high inflation. There's a looming recession. People think that there's a housing collapse, that there's a bubble, and the world's coming to an end. So
it's going to be 2008 all over again.
Yeah. So you just need to look at it. I mean, we're pragmatic people. We just look at facts. I'm an economist, and so I just look at data. Whether the market's going up, it's going down, it's flat. We've seen it all in the last 20 years. So you just don't need to be reactionary. You just need to get facts. So first thing is, oh my gosh, housing prices are falling. It's crazy out there. It's, you know, get your house in the market, get it sold. There's no more buyers. It's the end of the world type stuff. So, not true. In fact, the demand is quite high. I think we're short almost 8 million homes across the country, and it's no different up here in Alaska and in Fairbanks. So, we actually don't expect to see demand to change over the next year. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. Average days on market. So yeah, last year it was crazy. Most things were selling in a couple hours, and that's cooled off. We've all seen that cool off, but it's still way, way below. The days on market are way below what we call a balanced market, which is usually 4 months. So I think last time we did market stats, I think the average days on market was right around 18, and it's not much higher. I think average days on market came out to be right around 19. But it's by area and it's by month too. So there's different demands for different months that changes in the deeper winter months. And then it peaks usually around June or July. So, but it's usually not too crazy difference between those months. So last year, last June, average days on market was 20. This is for all residential. So we're looking at single family homes, anything up to a fourplex. No, we're not looking at commercial land, you know, that fun stuff. And we're just looking around, you know, our borough. We're not going down to anywhere outside of that. So it's really been around 20 up to 40 days on market in February. But it's, again, we're back down to June, and then the pending sales out there, I think I said 18 days on market. Last month it was right around 25 days on market. So it's still historically low. So pending sales out there, there's 339 sales out there. The average days on market for those transactions that are under contract, yet to close, those houses run the market an average of 19 days.
So basically we've seen maybe a 1 week increase, if that.
Yeah, and actually when I pulled this report last time, y'all listen to this, I mean, it's 1 day different on market for all listings under contract throughout the borough. But it, as you probably know, numbers are neighborhoodish. they're by area. So you got to look at North Fairbanks versus rural North Pole versus Delta versus. So you got to stop and take a look and get educated on what your where your house is at. So yeah, if you're out of area, if you've got a recreational property, yeah, your house is going to be on the market, or your cabin could be on the market for a year. If you're in Chena Ridge or East Rural, those two have, for the last 20 years, have always had the lowest days on market and continue. Let me see, the rural Fairbanks, which is like Farmer's Loop, is 15 days on market. East Rural is 10 days on market. Southwest Rural, I'm guessing, is going to be close to that. I don't know why it's not on here. It's not in alphabetical order. Chena Hot Springs Road, 30 days on market. Saltrust, 37 days on market. You know, East Fairbanks, South Fairbanks, under 10 days on market. City of North Pole, under 10 days on market.
How about Badger Road?
Badger Road, 12 days on market. So they're all really darn close. West Fairbanks is right there. Murphy Dome is quite a bit higher out that area. 10 days to 15 days on market is what we're looking at. So
that's, and you always have to take in consideration especially Murphy Dome area, you're probably not going to have as many buyers interested in that area just because the proximity isn't as close to the city and the facilities.
Yeah, Chino Hot Springs, if you're out 50 mile or even, you know, 22 mile, you have your pool of buyers significantly, therefore the demand significantly decreases, therefore longer days on market. And yeah, don't freak out and go after your real estate professional and freak out because your house didn't sell the first hour or you didn't have 15 offers on it. No, those days are somewhat gone. However, we talked about at the show, I think, in the last month that houses that are still popular, that are in hot areas or very desirable, they're newer, they might be just have amenities people want. Those are going to still see multiple offers, and we've still seen it. But, you know, when we did not too long ago, we just put in a full price normal offer, no escalation clauses, nothing crazy. And we got accepted. We didn't compete. We didn't are asked to compete. So I think that's going to be kind of the norm, but there will definitely be competing situations. And I don't.
It's just a fact. In some of these markets, there aren't a ton of houses coming on, and it's a sought-after area. When you talk about City of North Pole and Badger Road, those are going to they're moving in 10 days still. So you know that there are multiple buyers interested in a single property.
Mm-hmm. If we're looking at types of homes, condos, you know, they're not going to sell as fast as a single-family home, so those are taking about a month to sell, about 27 days on market. If you've got a mobile home you're selling, that's about 3 months average on market. And duplexes are a little over 2 weeks, 17 days on market. So just keep in mind, the type of property plays into it, too. It's not just the area that you're living in. Another stat we like to take a look at is where we're at today, and today I mean by the end of month. May. We're not obviously at the end of June. So just where we're at in sales at the end of May versus last year. And we've definitely come down. I should say definitely. We've come down, but not that much. And at least it's only been a 2% increase overall. Again, geographical locations, you know, out of area properties sunk by 50%. Yet East Fairbanks, Southwest Fairbanks, East Rural Fairbanks are all up. So it just depends on your area.
And out of area, everyone has to keep in mind that that might just be a handful of transactions that are bringing that number, because there's just out of area is not a huge portion of our market.
Yeah, so sometimes it's one property or three properties.
So those numbers can skew very quickly.
For sure. No, it's a really good point. And for this report, it went from 26 properties to 13 properties. So maybe not everybody's clamoring to go get out of area properties. Anywho, bottom line is it's pretty steady. It's, you know, the sales haven't shrunk. They're not going through the toilet like people are saying. It's just, it's not true. Let's talk about average sales price. So the average, let me get the average for the borough, not just a couple of these neighborhoods. So average sales price went from 265 to 294, and that's year over year, May to May. So that's an 11% increase. That's pretty good increase. So again, people are thinking that the prices are just gonna fall through, and we're headed for a crap show this next year. And it's not a thing. The demand is crazy. The Gen Y generation is out there trying to get their student loans paid and deal with the high rents to get their down payment together. But man, they are the biggest market that we've seen since the baby boomers.
And I do think it's really important for people. Kirk's giving a lot of numbers right now, but when you're reading your articles on your iPad or your phone and something, and you see big numbers, and you can sometimes, I mean, I've seen some number thrown up on a headline saying home prices are down minus 20%. But when you really dive into the article, what they are saying is the increase in value in a specific neighborhood had decreased 20%, not the actual home prices are dropping by 20%. And they love to have these huge lines and sort of scare everyone to think the world's coming to end. It's just not held up when you really dive into these numbers.
Yeah, we'll throw some more numbers out later, but we don't predict what people are thinking in for the rest of this year in 2023, nor do most of the chief economists for the National Association of Realtors, the builders, the mortgage brokers. It's just not going to happen. And the reason is it's because the demand and the short inventory. So it's an easy supply and demand issue.
Well, that's a prime example. See, the borough, and also I saw today in the news, Minor, the City of Fairbanks, they're looking at doing property tax incentives to encourage builders and homeowners to build more homes. If there wasn't going to be a shortage or a need for them, the borough would not be giving up tax dollars.
Yeah, and our chief of Next Home Real Estate, he's very smart guy, and he educates himself. He goes to many different forums. He just got back from the Zillow Forum in California, the Inman in New York, the T3 Summit in San Antonio, and the there's one out there for the execs for Realtor.com, the Thrive 100. And so he just got back from that, and he concurs. So there's the inventories out there for the Gen Y buyers coming to the market. There's 77 million Gen Ys out there coming to the market, and there's 23 million Gen Zers right behind them. So,
and real quick, define Gen Yers, because not everyone knows exactly what you're referencing. Some of the generations are sort of getting blended together in our household, figuring out what our kids were.
What does Gen Y go to? I don't know. You'd have to look it up for me. It's going to be, is it 28?
I believe it goes all the way to 28, because I think we have one Gen Yer at home.
Yep. And then the Gen Zers are right behind them, and it's true. And so these guys are going to be driving demand and this lack of inventory. And another thing on lack of inventory, Lisa, there's sellers out there that are like, hey, and we've talked about this on the show before, but I have to sell my house, but now I've got a 5.25 interest rate. I'm not really too hot to go sell my house right now. Maybe I'll just hang on to it.
And we're seeing people hang on to it also are investing in their properties. And you're seeing people making the properties work for them because they don't want to go get a new mortgage, but they want to improve upon it instead of just getting a whole new house.
Yeah, it's funny you point that out, because the Builders Association, I can't remember the name of the association, but forgive me. So the average median home in the United States is 39 years old. A lot of people are choosing to compete with new houses, new house starts coming to the market by doing exactly that. Lee says updating appliances, flooring, paint, making homes a little more modern, maybe more technological, which buyers do appreciate. And interest rates. So I think a lot of people think they're going to land somewhere between 6% and 7%. The Bankers Association, the Mortgage Bankers Association, does not have those numbers that high. I think they have their high at 5.5%, finally trickled down to like 4.8% in 2024. So they could go as high as 6 or 7. We'll see. I think the Fed just got out of their blackout.
They announced a few hours ago.
Okay.
They did a 0.75 hike officially, which pretty much was already even during the blackout phase, everyone was pretty much hearing that it was going to be that 0.75. It was not going to be the 0.5. And they did say this is not going to be the last hike. So an article I just read a couple hours ago, we are starting for a few mortgage rates are starting to trip into that 6% rate after the Fed's announced. Not all mortgages, but you are seeing some that are mm-hmm. up at 6.
Yes.
With the coming up into 6, maybe going closer to 7, do you think we might see assumables come into picture with the markets doing?
Yeah, I was just telling our office that on Tuesday at our meeting is the VA assumable loans, you bet. We'll start seeing the rest of this year and definitely into next year. So somebody locked in at 2.75, 3.25, and now we're landing between 6 and 7%. Absolutely, those houses are going to become those mortgages, those assumable loans are going to be very attractive.
And that really it hasn't been a thing since I've been in real estate, just to even discuss assumable mortgages is sort of a new territory for a lot of people, including realtors and the owners.
So it will. So these higher interest rates will take some buyers out, but the demand is still going to be there. All the head economists, chief economists predict that the demand is still going to be a significant inventory shortage. So an inventory shortage, I think it's about 5.8 million homes at the end of 2021. And it was only 3.84 at the beginning of 2019. So the problem's only getting worse. And so you kick in inflation and the continued supply chain issues. It's making it tough out there, especially for those affordable housing. So buyers that are trying to get into their first home.
First-time home buyers. It's so tough. It's always... And those are always the first to really feel when there's a market change, positive or negative, just because they tend to be the ones that are just able to buy their first home. As soon as there's a change in financials or costs, some of them will immediately get squeezed out and it no longer makes sense for them.
Yeah. So it's tough. Inventory is low. Some sellers are staying put, not putting their houses on the market. The interest rates aren't attractive to them anymore. It's making their mortgage payment actually go up. So it's a short-term dynamic, but it's certainly a dynamic that's worth watching.
We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to continue diving into what all the numbers mean to you.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, a look at Alaska's budding new industry, brought to you by Good Titrations, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. Then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30. And don't miss Fairbanks Foodies at 5:30, talking everything food and fun in Fairbanks. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Welcome back, and we are going to continue our discussion about what all those real estate numbers mean to you and the interest rates and all the other big, scary economy kind of articles that are floating around and being posted on Facebook and so forth, and just try to get some clarity in what it really means to you.
Yeah, and so a recession doesn't have to be scary. It's okay.
It's just a technical term for what's going on.
Yeah, decrease in the GDP, which is the monetary value of the finished product of goods and services. So it doesn't have to be 1920s, and you're eating dust for dinner, and it's not. Just move along.
Well, and just like we hear people say the bear market, but the bear market just means that stocks, we were listening to a podcast, stocks are on sale. So if you have money to invest, you can buy your stocks on sale right now. And it's not like these large companies are going to evaporate into the wind. It's just a change in market.
So was Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a little more interesting.
Has a lot of his money in Bitcoin. He's still up, and because he diversified last year and went with a lot.
Okay,
safer bets, but
stay on topic. Bitcoin is a whole nother can of worms.
Speaking of wild cards, so some of the wild cards that are out there, and it has to really do with the supply chain issues. So you have what's going on in Ukraine, you have COVID lockdown in China, you have some different leadership
changes and rules and policies that are.
Yeah, and it all affects supply chain issues, and that all, affects people up here in Fairbanks and North Pole deciding if they're going to start on building a house or can start on building a house. So all that needs to be factored, and it's going to be monitored as we go through this. But the end of the story is we expect real estate to be strong. We expect it to be historically, compared to historical standards. And we're going to be short on houses. So it's not going to change. And so it just, easy supply and demand economics. So let's go ahead, Lisa.
Oh, no, I was just, do we have any comparisons of us compared to other parts of the state? And are they seeing the same things? Are we pretty consistent, or is Fairbanks its traditional little bubble and we exist in our own little world up here?
Yes, and so our office is part of our local Greater Fairbanks Board of Realtors MLS and the statewide MLS, the Alaska MLS. Yeah, so we pulled some data on what's going on down south. So let's start with Anchorage. Anchorage had this last, and we're looking at year to year. So this is 1 year ago today to today. So in a year, Anchorage had 7,700 sales. Kenai had about a third of that, so 3,500 sales. Matsu about a third of that. Kenai was about half of that. Matsu with about a third of that with 2,500 sales. Kind of interesting. It kind of tapers off down there. Fairbanks doesn't really report. We only reported 300 sales. Most of our, and this is all, again, residential homes. I'm not looking at multifamily. I'm not deep diving into the land and commercial.
And just so the layman would know, not all brokerages up here in Fairbanks participate in the statewide Alaska MLS, so our sales information isn't as consistent when we pull it off the Alaska MLS, but we do like to look at the other markets, which are 100% using the Alaska MLS.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Be wary, not that Anchorage realtors don't know what they're doing, but I don't try to practice real estate in Anchorage. I refer it down there. I've never sold a house down there. There's a lot of differences practicing real estate up in Fairbanks. So it's interesting that people are trying to sell houses up here, but that's been going on for a couple of years. Anyway, I'm off on a tangent. But it is interesting data. The real reason we do participate in Alaska MLS is for marketing our sellers' property. So when we get back to a balanced or a buyer's market someday, it really helps getting that extra exposure. So average sales price, Lisa, I always quiz her and catch her off guard. Do you want to take a stab of what the
In the valley or in Anchorage?
Anchorage municipality.
Okay, so that's city limits. I would assume they're in low 400s just because the hillside, even though you'll have some smaller properties, you're going to have some big ticket homes in the hills.
That's right. So $435,000. We have next would be Kodiak, 320.
And a reminder, where are we at in Fairbanks?
We're right around 400.
Okay.
Yep, 395. Matsu was at 365. That was kind of interesting. I don't know. Let's see. Juneau, 426. That's not surprising. Everything's more expensive there. Ketchikan, 461. Poor Sitka was 615. This is kind of interesting. Days on market's the other thing that we want to take a look at. So Anchorage, 19 days on market, exactly the same as us. Kenai was a lot higher, 44. Kodiak, poor Kodiak. There's not a lot of sales, so that that will affect their days on market. They're closer to 3 months. Juneau, the other biggie, 21 days. So we're Fairbanks, Anchorage, and Juneau are all about the same days
which
on market. So
we actually rarely see us really mirror each other. We're usually, each community tends to be its own little bubble, but that says something as a statewide thing, what we're seeing. And everyone's seen it be a seller's market, and that there needs to be more houses on the market.
Right. Again, everything's localized, so Alaska's its own little entity. That's going to be different from what's going on in Lower 48. And Fairbanks is going to be its own little island. It's going to be different what's going on than the rest of the state. And then your neighborhoods are their own little island, what's going on in the rest of Fairbanks. So please get with a professional, get data, know what's going on. Watch the market. Don't freak out and go dump your house because there's a housing crash and then there's the bubble's going to burst and blah, 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 blah. You just get information, get facts, and know what the experts are saying.
And when you're reading articles, especially ones that are shared on social media, please look at where the articles came from, because we're seeing a ton of, I mean, very well-known news sites are running with articles that are 100% written by Redfin, which is a real estate company based in the Lower 48 that has some different takes on how they do real estate. They also are a company that is suffering a shortage of cash, so they are laying off people. They tried to express it as because of the market going mm-hmm. down, which was proven false, but that was the narrative they were trying to float across multiple news sources. So please pay attention to where your information is coming from, because you'll be pretty surprised what some numbers are shown from and then where they're actually coming from are two different things.
Yeah, and a few shows ago, we talked about a good indicator of what buyers are doing are by showing requests. And so we gave you guys some showing time, which is our platform that we use to set up showings on our listings. And that nationwide data was very interesting. And it showed, you know, there are some states that are slowing down a bit. And let's.
And there's also, we did notice when we sort of dived a little deeper in those numbers, the states that are still, unprecedented levels of buyers on the market, is you didn't see the traditional showings being done in those areas where they were just opening the house up for a four-hour period for as many people to come through and look at the property before they offered. And so that did skew the data in some of the markets.
That's true. And there was an article I was reading about the prices of homes. And, yeah, there's going to be parts of the country that there's going to be price decreases again. I can't reiterate it enough. You need to really look at your state, your city, your town, and your neighborhood to really get an idea of what's going on.
I noticed in a number of the articles the last few days we've been reading that they keep on throwing sales prices are decreasing. And more than once on multiple articles, if you dug through it, they are referencing Toledo, Ohio. Mm. And that was their one example, and they were running with it, that one city in Ohio is a nationwide standout, which I'm familiar with Ohio. It just doesn't represent the entire United States.
No, and so true, Lisa. And after that, it dropped off significantly, the rest of the top 10 or whatever is top 20. And poor East Coast, but East Coast always gets hit harder than the West Coast traditionally. The West bounced back quicker after 2008, not surprisingly. And West Coast, they didn't have any. I mean, I think maybe there was one city somewhere. I can't remember what it was in the West Coast, but everything was, it was pretty much Toledo, Ohio, poor Toledo. But they didn't really have much to hang their hat on. So make sure you're watching where you're getting your information from. And total quick tangent. One thing I want to talk about is the list price versus sales price. So y'all listening that think everything's going to heck and prices are dropping. Lisa, I'm going to give you another quiz. What do you think the average list price versus sales price was this last year? And you can go month by month or for the whole year or an average, whatever you want.
I would assume we had to be close to 98% would be my gut, just because some of them are going to skew the numbers.
For almost 20 years, I've told my sellers list price to sales price has been 97-98%. It's been so true. I did it month by month. I looked at every single month for the last 12 months. It was either 99 or 100%.
Okay, I was wrong.
It did not fluctuate any of those months. It has not, did not change last month, and I don't anticipate it changing anytime soon.
And that number is really important because that is an indicator of what the market's doing, because we're not seeing price adjustments and so forth.
So, I'm sorry, Lisa, how much time do we got left?
Just a couple seconds to wrap it up.
Okay, so it's not crashing. The bubble's not bursting. Get educated. Talk to a professional. Make sure you are paying attention. Demand is gonna remain there. I think next spring maybe we'll see a deacceleration of increases in price, but I don't see prices going down anytime soon.
Thank you so much for joining us today, and stay tuned for The Buzz.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Media Active production.